Sifoftes. A table with Mikveshe in the Yalamem Sof. Mitzum Tzomi. That's a price in Misachat Haaretz. So there are two pshatim. One pshat is, and this is the pshat that the Mechaber mentions, that this price in Misachat Haaretz has reference to a case where the mikveh had just memsot. So maybe if somebody else puts his hand on the table and then he takes away, so he might take away the hand before the tevel, before the tevel immersed his whole goof. So the melee, if the body of the tevel is wet and I hold on with my hand, so some of the moisture, the drops of water that were on the shoulder, on the body of the tevel, are transferred to the cabbage. And then, and maybe by that time, when he moves away his hand, so let's say that the head was not as yet immersed in the mikveh. So since it had exactly memsor, so when he takes away his hand, thereby transferring, some drops, a number of drops, let's say 50 drops, 100 drops of water on his hand, so the mikveh becomes diminished by 100 drops. And if it had memsom it's some aids, so the mele, the trill is no trilling. But the Rivosh has another explanation, that this is reference to any mikveh, not dafke mikveh that had memsom tzumtzomis, but and he mentions that is the pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't. And the Rambam doesn't limit it to a case where the mikveh had just memsor. So the time is something else. Now, the halacha, there is a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechonon and Chum Daf Amin Aleph as to whether Tvila Lechum boi kavone or loy boi kavone. Rabbi Yechonon says that Tvila Lechum is boi kavone, and Rav says Tvila Lechum is loy boi kavone. All the Rishonim except the Rashba passed like Rabbi. Like Rabbi, even though usually the halacha is like Rabbi Yechonon when there is a machleke between Rabbi and Rabbi Yechonon. But here they passed like Rabbi because they arise from the Gemara. There's a number of sugyas in the Gemara, seem to accord with Rabbi's memory. That lechum, so tefillah does not require kavanah. But litrumo, everyone requires, everyone admits that it requires kavanah. The Rashba, he passes like Rabbi Yechonon, that even lechum is boi kavanah. But all the other Rishonim passes that lechum loy boi kavanah. But litrumo, everybody agrees that boi kavanah. Now, if it says kveish yot cholai, so that means, that they're not doing it in order to become Torah. In other words, they are playing a game. To them it is fun. So Mele, it's without Kavone. So Mele, and people might say that that if this is done, so people might think that it's all right in Truma to do it that way, to make it into a game. So because of that, it is awesome. Alright. Alright. Now here, so we have the Machlekes Rishayim, and the Mechaba Paschals like the Raivet, even though many Rishayim are Chilek on the Raivet cheating. But the Mechaba Paschals like the Raivet, the Raivet says that when the Gemara says that Isha Litamit al Gabi Cheres, so woman Doma thought, because of Xeir and Mishin Tvila Bikelim, and the Gemara says Loi, and the reason is why is Litamit al Gabi Cheres, because she knew it, because she is frightened, so really it's only Chatrile, but the Eved it's all right, so the Raivet says, only al Gabi Cheres is only also Chatrile, but the Eved the Tvila is good, because Cheres is only Mitame, Miteche, not Migabe. Mashein came if it will be klimatres or ikliates that is mitamei migaboi. So then there is a special xere that didn't have the tefillah is no tefillah because of xere mishum b'chatzois because if we amati the eved a tefillah when the isha stands on a klimatres. So on klimatres. So on the glades, so then people start saying that it's all right to be table in machatzois as well. And machatzois, that's tefillah b'kelim. It's tefillah b'kelim. So mele even there, but there's Raivet cheated. They are rishenim v'achilik, but the mechaber does pass like the Raivet. In tefillah b'kelim, lifichochim oyotit, of course, in tefillah b'kelim is true according to everybody. That's from the Raivet. Lifichochim oyotit. Bimokim shetivelis, loitamid al gabi kliyitz, shemikablim tumem migabim. Here the tefillah was not in kelim. If the tefillah was mamesh in kelim, if the water wasn't contained in the kelim, and then the isha immersed herself in that water that was in the kelim, so of course the tefillah is no tefillah in the rice. But even if the water was bikargi, but to support herself, she stood al gabi kelim. So then, of course, with the Raivet, it's all right. But with Rabbanon, according to the Raivet, even there with the tefillah is no tefillah. With Tamid al Gabi Kliyitz, with Kabutim and Migabu, with Yavon Nisorim, Sherumil Medrosis. Now, in Nasser itself, a board of wood, so it's not with Kabutim. It's not with Kabutim. Now, so the most Rishayim hold that even with Rabbanon, Pshutei Kliyitz is not Mikabel Tumim. And when do we say that Pshutei Kliyitz is Mikabel Tumim in Rabbanon? That is only if the Pshutei Kliyitz is Mishamish Odom Vegel, like a table. So it's a Tashmish Odom. In other words, a person eats on the table. And it's also a Tashmish Kelim. You put Kelim on it. But let's say a ladder, it just itash mishodo, so that is not mikabel tumah even with Rabbanon. So when do we say that pshutei kliyitz is mikabel tumah with Rabbanon only if it's mishamesh odom vegin? But any other pshutei kliyitz even with Rabbanon is not mikabel tumah. The sheet now the Tereskiyani mentions a drosh. That a pshutei kliyitz and shabish odom mikelim like a table like a shulchan, so is mikabel tumim. So mentions the pasuk. So all these rishonim say that this drosha is nasmach. However, the Rashba in Bura Basra Daf Samach Vov, he mentions in shite that this drosha in the safro is not a nasmach. It's a drosha gmura. So mele according to him. That pshutei kliyitz, that is mishamish odom mikelim, is mikabel tumim midraise. So we must apply the aloche of pshutei kliyitz being mikabel tumim midrabonon to a pshutei kliyitz that is only mishamish odom, not odom mikelim. But most Rishonim hold that if it's mishamish yostodom, not mishamish on the mikelim, it's not mikabatum at all. And if it's mishamish on the mikelim, then it's mikabatum in the rabbonim. And that rosh is nasmachti. So mimele, an ordinary nasor, an ordinary wooden board, is not mikabatum at all. But suppose it is a very wide board that is used for metres, as in there, to step on it, to lie on it. So then it's become to me midrais, to mesmetras. To mesmetras. So creation come to me gabom, ligam, nisori. We come it al gabi creation come to me gabom, ligam, nisori, shawim, let hosses. We loy al shum kli horo in metras. We tibble, we shim zigas, we hatsoras. This is the right machine. Shall came. Over we talk for the also let feeling. Aber mi sene sich will is mehr ist da hasagleo mit ni hatit. וכן הוא יתעמת על גבי חרס ולא יהיה על גבי פיקו פיקס לג אוף ווד ותיטווה so if it is a lag of wood that can, it is not used as a mattress to lie on it to sit on it so then it means the heavy the tefillin is a good tefillin but then there is a lachatchila not to stand on it because mivis She is frightened, so she might not be on guard. So it's a special gzeira lechatchile, because she might not be on guard to realize a Torah tefillin. Aval al pishin klicheres mitam migabe v'lerol lemedres chosh chash chachominu shemo tifchat shelo itipe v'lo itip v'lkaro ovro v'tovlo. So if it's ovro v'tovlo while she was standing on a log of wood that is not rol lemedres. So then it's only the chatchile. Also a tefillin. Ufize mikve sheyesh veishlei beitz. Madrigi shalei tzimtov lo al gabi hashlei beitz. Afilu ein chupor. Likeis leha mikve. Veishlei tz madrigi shalei steps. If a mikve has steps. Stairs. In tov lo al gabi hashlei beitz. Afilu ein chupor. Likeis leha mikve. Lo yolzo lo tefillin. The pshuti kliyitze. Why pshuti kliyitze? Because they are chosle metres. That's how the v'rotzaleima, the kubir agro. V'rotzaleima, the chosle metrosis. If it is the kind of steps that are used, you know, to sit on it, you know, to lie on it, so then it is mekabel tumeh, so mele the tefillah is no tefillah. Even then, Now, the Taz is chilik on this psak. Now, is chilik on this psak. First of all, so the Taz raises the question. First of all, the Tashit is that we don't pass like the Raivet. Because many Rishonim are chilik on the Raivet's din, and this is a chidesh because the Pashtis, Losh Nagmore, Daf Samar Zayin in Nidi is. Woman Dorma said that Ishul Itamid al Gabe Cheres is because of Exiram Shim Machatzois. But then the Gemara says, no, Loi, it's Mishim Bivese. So the Raimit says, that's only Gabe, Loi, that's only Gabe Cheres, because it's not Mitam Misechem. But many Rishayim Achilik on the Raimit, as far as the Exiram Shim Machatzois is concerned, so first of all, what difference does it make? Whether it is mikabel tume or it's not mikabel tume, so as long as it's a kele, so the answer is of the raimet because the wokeis are mishim machatzoyes and the machatzoyes the kelim wokeilim that were mikabel tume. So the mele the chachomi enacted the zere only in the case of a kele that mikabel tume. But even if we concede that. But what difference does it make whether it's mikabel tume migabe or it's mikabel tume mitechi? Eklecheres is also mikabel tume. So the mele, many rishonim say that even if the kele is mikabel tume, even if it's mikabel tume migabe, so it's only osa lechatchila. So the taz is machria like the other rishonim, not like the raivet. But then he raises the question, assuming that it is like the raivet, But in the case of shleibes, where you have steps in the mikveh, first of all, most mikvois have steps in the mikveh. I mean, our mikvahs also have steps in the mikvah. So how is it possible that we say that the tefillah is no tefillah? Here it's not become tume, even if the steps are wide enough and are used for lying down and for sitting down as a medres. But even in such a case, it's part of a binyan, so it's not become tume. So he is masik on the psak of the mechaber, the task. The Bach and the Shach, they both say that when the mechaber says, that when the mechaber says, that in Tov Lagabe Shrivis, Afilim Chibor in the case of HaMikveh, so he has reference to a case, it's really a Rajbo. So he has reference to a case where the Shrivis were constructed outside of the Mikveh. And then they were installed in. So in such a case, so we say, Tov Shrivis, Chibrei. So it had a Shem Kele. Before it was installed into the karke, into the mikveh. At first, the shleves were constructed outside the mikveh, and we have to put in something else. According to the Chiddush of Yehuda, it doesn't appear that there are any poskim wachilik on the even the time when the keli was constructed, so it wasn't constructed for the purpose of being installed in the car. But then he decided to install it in the car. See there, shechoki came with safe copy. So when a time was taking the keli, so he had no intentions of installing it in the car. But later on, he decided to install it in the karke. So then we say, Habitosh, Mashein came, if at the time when the keli is made, it is made for the purpose of being installed in the karke, and it's not even used in any other way. That's the whole purpose of this keli. That's the whole purpose of this keli. So Mele, let's say certain tops that at the time that are made not as portable tubs. If, let's say, a tub is made at the very outset as a portable tub, and then it is installed in karke, so then we say, Tosh Lesifchibri Habitosh. But if the tub is exclusively made for the purpose of being installed in the karke, not to be used as a portable tub, so then we don't say Habitosh. So, Memele, now look at what the Shach says. שיש בשלויבס בתר זו הרך מיד אז לבוש הרך מיד וישחיים על המקווי שבמדין הסייר שאיסים שאיסים ניסורים למטו ומדריגס למד עליהם משסטרי so the לבוש הרך מיד וישחיים על המקווי שבמדין הסייר שאיסים ניסורים למטו ומדריגס למד עליהם משסטרי להם. So, in other words, because what Mechaber says is really a Rashba. So the Levush criticizes those who construct steps to the mikveh, because the steps are all the metres, and I use the metres, these steps. So in Mele, the tefillah is no tefillah, according to Rabbi Chitim. Malam le mishas tefillah. Uchvo mochule meyo uchle biuchle. במדן המלך, והגוי הסדרי שבבח ובלמיד ודובית, כבר הרי בזה, מרמפדווה, ואלו טעם היתר, משום פשוטי כלייה אצל הר בפוסקים ומקבותו מהפנדרבונו. So that's one thing. ואפילו הרש בו במחבר, לא ימיירה, אלו כשהוא יסור עם זה, בשלבוס, קדם שקבוע, במקרה. דוי עולם שם בלי מתחילות, that it was not constructed, the steps were constructed inside the mikveh. You know, the way people, when they build a mikveh, like our mikvehs, it also has steps. But then they build the steps in the mikveh itself. So, but the Rashba, they have referenced the case only kingdom shekavua b'mikveh. So at first they made it outside the mikveh in the form of a sulam. Then they installed that ladder into the mikveh. Ladder, I mean, whatever it is, a stairway. I mean, it can be anything. So, v'hakein kavua b'mikveh. אבל אם התחילו עושו במקווה ניסורים או עם הדרגי אסלאמד עליהם שסטבילה אין שאיפוי עליהם אלא שבניין נקרו עליהם ומוטל עליהם but according to the Behudes Chidesh, even if it was made outside the mikveh, as long as this kind of thing is made exclusively for the purpose of being installed, so then we don't say Tosh Vesabri Avatosh. That's how we're trying to be Midayik from the Shach, and the Shach doesn't agree with the Nibud Eschidish, but that's a very fake deal. Alright. Umudalim Bale, Vichin Kosra Bach, Ochim Mashos, Bamata, Ochim Mashosi. It's probably, I mean, I know who it is. Middle David. V'amidl David, v'chei kozah abach v'amidl David, ayin, shom shalich v'zeh. Ochem ma shehisi k'amidl David shomolo, v'zeh l'shem ed losar ha-rajbo b'yis ishlivis, or b'shlivis davke shehi shloch ishe v'tipul mem, shkog yosun ufonam. That's a strange thing what he says. Gam b'chum asher is yisif sin samach kosah, de ha-rajbo v'amchaber, mayre b'nisorim u'shlivis u'asuyim u'medres, אבל כשלא ינסו רק להעמיד עליהם במים וליבל, הם נעורים לטעמי מדרס, ולא חימית להעמיד שום משסטביל, עד כאן. וכן נראה למוכר, אתה סמכה בה, מני, ובי, שכוסה בסיף שח הזה, אם אינו להבזבזין, מותור להעמיד עליו. ומה בכך שלא להבזבזין, על הראש בתשומס מכוסה לקים דעים להבזבזין, והבקשות לכל יעיץ, ולקבל איתום ממותה, ובי, וניסה, אם כן גם בסלניס, אף אגב של לאזין, לצר, הלבד הקדמו. ולזה מותה בסלניס, ושלא יעליהם שהם בלי מתחילו, שערנו למטרס, רק פשוט הקלעית, לצייך המקווה, וכן כוסר. בפרק הבאי, זה לשני ונראה, דאפילו הרייבד, והרשבו דיפס לה, בפשוט הקלעית, שכובע בקרקע, הוסו ניסון, וחייץ מי שלא למטרס, אבל סלניס, הם הרואים למטרס שום. ופי זה מה שכוסר כאן המחבר, שבחה בקרן ואוסו לתפילו לפשוטי הם, לפשוטי כלים הם כלים שניקו את מהם. במקווה, in other words, where it was constructed outside of the mikveh, it wasn't constructed as part and parcel of the construction of the mikveh. But if it is constructed as part and parcel of the construction of the mikveh, so even though at one stage it was tolosh, but we don't say tolosh lesef chibrei, have a tolosh in such a way. ומרם מלובלין בתשום הסימן לזיין כוסף דיוודו לנשאלס המינק של היצילה הזו לגשיין ואף על פחי נדו it's not like the לבוש who criticized those who make מקוויס with steps, with stairs דיוודו לנשאלס המינק של היצילה הזו לגשיין ואף על פחי בכל זמן שמזדמן להיות שמסקנה איזה מקווה ובין חדושו, אנו ניצב את תומן לסקנו בדבורים שנראויים למדרס, כדי שישאלו עלו בדקול העולם, עד כאן לשני. That's what the Maram and the Bluin writes. All right. Anyway, וצורך לעשה במקימו מדרגו של אבונים, ותהיה המדרגו רחובו דלת, מקים הנוחס הרגל, כדי שישאו מקווה לבלטיף רק לפלמנו. So even when the stairs are made of stone, of rock, so then it certainly does not have a shenkele, so that is the kabotume, so, but it has to be wide, it has to be dalit vochim wide. But if it is less than dalit, if it's a very narrow stair, so then it is also lachatchile because of the other aloche, because of timis. So she might be, if the woman stands on the step, while she's developed, So, Mele, she might be frightened, so the Hatrila is also to be taken. Kineshi Shio Mikvol and Balti Pochi Gugel. Now, Siflame Beis. Shilon Silon Shalei Sakapua Bikakoi Satvile. Imele Vazves, rims, if it has no rims. Pirush Nisgeres, Shoroz Eile Beskibu. Imuteres Lamidolo Bilitve. Because then it's not Mikabutume. Then it's not Mikabutume. Loitit veil, and of course it has to be very white, because if it's not white, so then l'chatchile she is not allowed to stand on it, because of the other aloche, maybe she'll be frightened. Loitit veil be mokinchi, because it is mishimchitze, elin keitit in olos meiliv chayitzibet, dobo shin mikabut tume, dobo shin mikabut shin tume, vim tovlo, yeshem rim shalio solot vile. Why? So who is she? He said, Raimit Virashi. Avurim Aposki Matir. And that's the Gemore Daf Samachbov at the end. So Rashi explains it on the basis of Chatzitzi. On the basis of Chatzitzi. So Raimit Virashi Avurim Aposki Matir. Now, alright, now. So the Shach says, Memzayin, Sif Memzayin, Yei Shemri, Shalom also etvil, V'afal gav the little Sif Yudalet posak den chitzeitz, Elotit hayovon v'yeitzrim, Udrochim shokalatit kishulach in chitzeitz, Sharunim chebemayim, so why should it be a chitze here? Yishlim adochenam emayre b'mikve sheyesh titove, Muitit hayovon. Oh, wie efter als es so kach so mit dem mit mit wer sie ist dit mich um die stammt dit mit dit ayo. All right. Wie gab hob a post im matirli bil binomo because that's only rashis pshat. That why he shall it will be normal is because of the teeth is a chitze. But according to Tate's ways and most the shading, so why is Kentanisha Bitevelis in the board? The teeth will be normal because she's frightened lest people will see her. All right. Loitit veil sif lamedal. Loitit veil bimokim shiish shash yiru obni odom. Mipni shemitirkach maeres lit veil. Vein midagdekes bitvile. Umi ubidi evet also a tvile. Umi ubidi evet also a tvile. Now that has application in case, let's say, a woman is developed in the ocean. In the ocean. So then it's like this. If she's developed in a bathing suit, of course it's not the proper thing, but let's say in the hardship situation. So if she's developed in a bathing suit, so then she has to make sure that the bathing suit is very loose on her. Because the Ramban says that even though the Gemara says Isha develops Isha b'kodeo and yomtev, but only when it's loose on her. But if it is tight on her, so then it is a chitze. So if it is tight, it sticks to the boss or to the goof. And the mele, that is me'akiv, water from coming in. But so it has to be very loose. And then to be with the veles without the bathing suit, even if there are no men around, so that is also lechatchile because of she mishmachsha she yiru obliyot. Now, loitit veil became a skufa, mipnei sheyesh mikenei shemistatchim bo. Now, that's the aloche. Yisho loitit veil adagiloso. So here we have the two shittes. First of all, we have the shittes Rashi, who is not even geiris. Viles ilches klanish maitze. And then, even if we are geiris, viles ilches klanish maitze. So we have the machlekes between the Raivet, the Riv, and the Raivet, the Riv and the Rambam, and on one end, and the Raivet. So the Mechaba mentions both these. Loitit veil became a skufa. Mipnei sheyesh mikenei shemistatchim bo. Valtis rahar because if she assumes an unnatural position, so certain places in the goof that normally and naturally are making sagluim. But when she bends down, let's say here, that's a mokim galu. But if a person bends down like this, so even the neck, even the surface of the neck becomes, so there is a folding form, and it becomes a mokim asoso. So, Valtish Rabba, she is the Kusareo Zebose, Elo Sheikh Mata, she is Sisra Bisaevo, Nirim, Kiderach, Shemira is Bisho, Shoyrechas, Vie Tachas Radeo, Nire, Kiderach, Shemira Bisho, Shemiko is no, Vie Tachas Bisashech, Nire, Kiderach, Shemira Kishego. Now let's say, Tachas Bisashech, so it all depends. If she holds her hands like this, so then it's completely Bisashech. But if she holds it like this, so then the innermost pit of the arm, so that it is a story. But this part is can be seen. So mainly, what is considered to be a story? Only that which cannot be seen when the woman holds her hand in the same position that he usually holds when she is erect. So he says, "Kiderach shenira kisheir go beendi v'nitzricho l'harchiv yirseo zum yisui yisamidai v'gam gul harchiv yirseo ma'aguf yisamidai elu kiderach sheheim beisiluch." So the criterion is the natural position. Whatever is going, when the woman has the natural position, so that is considered go. Even though the time of the tefillah it was us, and vice versa. V'gam l'harchiz v'rseo ma'akuv yisredai elekter ha'shem yisiluch v'im shimso t'ini sheshoch haso b'yeseya o yizok for b'yeseya also the tefillah v'yesh mishayi me'er shalo yotso. So, now there's also the tefillah oruch usmag v'rashmat v'rambam, and there's the rifshit also, because they say that the less ilchaz v'chanishmait say covers even the last member, the member of Rabbi Yechanan. Otzmoy Nabiyesa, Poschoy Nabiyesa. This is the same case as not maintaining the natural position. So why Otzmoy Nabiyesa is not a good feeling? Because that's not the natural position of the eyes of a person. And Poschoy Nabiyesa is not a natural position of the eyes of the person. So Memele, according to the Rif and the Rambam, and the Oruch and the Smak, who say that the Less Hilchas Ganeshmaitze covers all the Aloches, including the last Aloche, that is mentioned by Rabbi Yechanan, or Fortunately, by Zeisir, so it's only Lechatrile, and that's the Ayin. Isho Litigul Deragos, so it's only Lechatrile. But the Eved is not Maki. So V'yesh Mishayi Me'yosholoi also, that's the Shit of the Ayin. Oh, certainly, according to Rashi, who is not giving us the whole thing, so it's also. So it's also loyals. Alright. Zorich sheyie, Sif Amino, Zorich sheyie ha-mikve govei ha-mimal et ha-buro, Zeres le-poches. Zeres le-poches. So, not Zeres, that's this finger. That's the Zeres. So, Zorich sheyie ha-mikve govei ha-mimal et ha-buro, so it should be above the level of the water, should be the width of the zeres above the taberes, above the tabu of the table of the veles, Now, why? So the Gemara explained. I mean, there's a plain pshat. I mean, without the Gemara, I mean, so it is self-evident. There's a pshat. The imloy came tisra halbe v'tzorach kederach d'oso. In other words, because if it is not in the level of water, is not Govea, the width of Zeres, L'chol HaPoches, Mimal Itaburo, so then it's not Kederach D'Los. Yesh Mishayim, Sha'af Al Pi Shein Begeva Mi'amik, Mi'amik V'lal Lizbem Kol Gufo, Elohim Kei, Poneo V'gufo Kushi Mikarke, Sha'af Yadome. Oh, so again, the Gom. In Osman Gim, Yesh Mishayimah, the Chai Gavne, you know, that's unusual for the Gro to explain it. The Gro usually just gives him a Mokim. Very seldom does he explain. So he probably had the reason, I mean, I don't know, many halachas that are mentioned by the Mechaber and by the Ramo, which on the surface appear to be much more difficult in understanding them, and the Gro doesn't bother to explain them. And sometimes, so he does bother to explain them. So he had his reasons. But I mean, these halachas seem to be, the pshat seems to be self-evident, and still the Gro bother to explain it. So why is Yesh Mishayim Meir? D'chai gav nenam yecheil l'idvil d'ar glosu. Alright. Uvitisefte yviyo arash b'liyut, mas nisnalet, hakev yodem ragma, v'chei tosvaram. Now it's all based upon the fact of d'ar glosu. Na, einu tzricho nifteyach pio, kini shiichnu se ba'amayim, v'ilo itik peitzei so, yeisei, Yeseya midan vimkovtso loyotsla tefila letasik svosel zulozil tibur belidim. So in other words, so the Mechaber passes completely like the second lashon d'Rash. He doesn't even mention the first lashon d'Rash. He doesn't even mention that there is another sheep. That there is another sheep. Luitatsim a neopies, Valtiftechen is. We must okay, Yen Shapin shall also a twilight. Based the ESB tool, we explained that when we went over the Simon the tool. I mean, who is that Yen Shapin? Who is the Moradish Maitse of that Yen Shapin? There's the Raivet. According to the Riv and the Rambam, so it's only the Chatchile. But the event is not me'akev, because they hold that less hilchas ikhona al shmaitze covers all the members, including the last member, the member of Rabbi Yechanan. In other words, because in the event, so even if the woman did not assume the natural position, and because of that, because of the position, the unnatural position, that the woman maintained at the time of the tefillah, so certain places of the goof were mikemis astori, even though naturally and normally and usually they are mikemis agluyes, but as long, so the evidence we say, as long as at the time of the tefillah it was a beis astori, so it is treated alpedin as a beis astori. But the Raimi chikl, so that's the sheep. So l'hamid al gamo yudis dey lo yisem tvei shonam yimeachod, בישור שיתיבלץ, שתירה של בישור ימיסה ואישור צובות מהמי, ואם אין לו מי שתן על גבו, או ישור בלילו, תכסר על ראשו, ואיכות יצא בהרו ברצוע שבראשו, ובלבד שתרפי, או בשעשו ישור חוטים חלולס, או יקישרס בגד רופה על סריסר. So, only in such a case, where we make sure that no hair should stretch out on top, so then we can be matter at the Eved or in a hardship situation. But without that, so even the Eved we cannot be matter because of the possibility that some of the hair comes out protruded beyond the level of the water. Alright. Also a thriller. Why? Because usually tinekes so have filth on their body. And so mele there would be a chtit. Also a thriller. Shem oyo ti birag le atinek of yode. And that might have transferred to the point of the spot of juncture. So, and that was a chtit. So then you would say, that's the Gemara that we learned of some of Zion. So you'll say, but she checked herself and she saw after she came out from the mikveh that she had no spots of filth, of tint or whatever on her body. So that's no raya. Maybe when she came out from the water, so it dropped. נכנסו צחירי זוג סומים בזדוק ירד ואומרו מאתו ישחי ציצים ישחי ציצים ב because that's a tzitzi. As peronis miluk mootio shall be sastori chei tzitzi. Avo pi shei tzrichim sheichlisu be'amayim tzrichim sheiruim v'leim dova chei tzitzi. Now again, we see that the mechaber is not cheshish. Not only the mechaber is not cheshish. Even the taz or the shach or as far as I know, even the Bach, I mean, I cannot be sure about that, but even the Bach is not cheshish for the first Loshon HaDarash. But however, I mean, there is no harm in being cheshish for the first Shita of the Rash. So, you see that the second time here the Mechaber mentions the Aloche of Roli B'yas Mayim, so he says, Ava Pishin Etzchirin Sheichlusu B'amayim. So, in other words, it doesn't mean that there should be a possibility that water will come in. So before he mentioned it explicitly, so he said, Elotasics for sell Zulo Zu Dibu Benini. Dibu Benini. In other words, it means you can even bring in contact the two lips, one next to the other, as long as it's a Dibu Benini. What would be not a Dibu Benini? If it would be like this, so even the upper portion would be soso. But if it's only just this part of the lip, that many times it's in normal position, so then it's all right. And here too, it's mashma. I mean the same thing. He says, so what does holy be a smile being or mean? It means there shouldn't be any obstruction in the Bisa story. Because if there is an obstruction in the Bisa story, let's say you put in a band-aid on the teeth. So then, even though it's not necessary, she can keep the mouth closed, so water will not come in anyway, because it's a Bisa story. But yeah, as long as there is no obstruction, so if water would come in, so it wouldn't be obstructed. But if you have a band-aid and you put on the teeth, so then, even if water does come in, it would be obstructed. So then it's a thing. Now, Yeshem. Now here the Ramo, the Shariture, the Ravon, mentions a certain halacha. Yeshem Rim, Sheo Yisho Tzricho Lehatil Mayim Kedem Tfilin. Im Tzricho Letach. Gam Tzricho Livdik Atzmo, Bigdem U Viktani. Sheo Yitehei Tzricho Lehatil Atzmo. Velo Yiyu Ruim Libias Mayim. Now, so one could say that it's makif im nevet. It's makif im nevet. But the Shach says no. Miu kol ze in makif nevet. V'chim mashma b'bach. V'chim mashma b'bach. Now, so if one wants to be an action, he can say that when the Shach says in makif nevet, so it's only in the case where she doesn't feel that she has to pass water. She doesn't feel that she has to ease herself. So even in such a case, lechatchila, she's mechuyeves to be bathing herself. Maybe she has to do it. So in such a case, since she doesn't feel that she is itzeres herself, that she has to ease herself, that she has to pass water, so we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe she's in such a condition. Don't have to be cheshish. That's a chosher cheshish. We don't have to be cheshish. Mashein keiniv, is she feels that she has to pass water. She feels she has to pass water. So then even the Eved it will be miyakim. But that's not the right pshat in the Shach. The Shach doesn't say it. It's mashma, you see, if the Shach Shita had been that in the case where she feels that she has to ease herself, so then it is a chitze, so memele, even if she doesn't feel so, I mean, how can we be sure? I mean, so a person is so alert, I mean, to determine whether she has to or not at this moment. So I think that the pshat in the Shach is when the Shach says "Miu kol zein imakim b'devet," not only in the case, in the ordinary case, but even if she knows that she has to ease herself or she has to pass water, Even in such a case, it's not chatzitza. But why not? Now, let's say, why do we say lechatchile that im isha tzrich lehatol mayim kil nitfile, im itzrich alikach? So why, in other words, because if, let's say, she is tzricho to ease herself or to pass water, so then it's considered that the thing that she is ready to pass out, the water that pass out, is like an obstruction. Or, let's say, in connection with daily. So it is an obstruction. So in other words, even if water would come, would tend to come in, it would be obstructed in such a situation where she's. But, so why shouldn't it be makilevet? But there is one difference between the case, let's say, where you have a bone among the teeth, so it's a bisa story, the teeth is a bisa story, but it's not seen, normally seen, but it's not holy bias mine, because even if water would come into the mouth, just near this space between the two teeth, it would be obstructed because of that bone. Because there the obstruction is constituted by an extraneous thing, by a foul matter. Here, suppose she's on the verge of easing herself, and because of that, it obstructs the entry of water in that place. In the Piyat Abbas, let's say. So, but this obstruction is constituted not by an extraneous foreign matter. It is constituted by an intrinsic matter. A natural thing. So, Memele, that's not called in Holy Bias Mayim. When is it called in Holy Bias Mayim? If the obstruction is constituted by an extraneous foreign matter. But, let's say, a bone or a band-aid. But this is a natural thing. I mean, it's an intrinsic thing in the organism itself. So that is not in all this mind. But still, a chatchile. It's proper to avoid. All right. Hoyso basar achas, hoyshtayim, chutz l'makas reisho. Mutbet lemako, oi shoyu shtei sairitz reisho, mitbokis bitito bitseyo, oi shoyu shtei sairitz berisei in the omelat, two hairs in the lower eyebrow. Vinot vuvitzim, sometimes, especially when the hair is very wet, so the hair, it happens sometimes, so the hair might even pierce and perforate. The hair of the lower eyebrow might even perforate the upper eyebrow. So he says, sometimes that happens very often. Sometimes it happens even when you walk in a big rain, it might happen that the hair of the lower eyebrow stick and become intertwined with the hair of the upper eyebrow. So, Rimboy Bis, Saris is in El Shomato, with the Bokin Bis in El Shomayo, Arimo Hates. Now, here we have two Shites, that it's two different Yosoids in the Tisect. Two different Yosoids in the Tisect. Now, so one girl say is the Rambam's girl say, and the other girl say is the Rash girl say, in Perikud of Mikvahs. So the Rambam's girl say in the Tisefta is that in regard to the Aloch and the Tidbil Ba'avak Shoraglel, V'intov lo yesh v'sheim v'sheim v'chitzis, the evidence are right. Why? Because avach shel raglav is not like teeth. The water will remove it before the feet come in contact with the water. So the water will remove the avach shel raglav readily. And then, so there's the Rambam's gears in this sect. Then the Rashi also in Sefte is that it is Chetzeitz. So it's a question of Mitzies. I mean, the two Kirsov is dependent upon Mitzies. Whether the Avak, the dust that is on the feet, can be Nidvak so that it will obstruct the entry of water to the feet, or the moment the feet touch the water, so the water, even before the feet press, you know, when you step on the ground. So it takes a second, you know, to consummate the drisas or regel on the ground. So according to the Rambam's Gios and Kisefte, we have to say that the Mitzias is that the moment she starts stepping on the ground to the mikveh, so in the water that is on top, so washes off the dust. So maybe by the time it steps on the ground, so there is no dust. And according to the Rash Gios and Kisefte, that it is chetzeit, so we have to say that sometimes the dust sticks to the foot so much that it doesn't, at the first moment that it becomes moistened, remove the dust. So you can say either that the two kirsois involve a question as to of a mitzies. So according to Rambam's Girsay, we have to say that the Tisefte tells us that the Mitzias is that the moment you start making the footstep on the ground, so while it is still in the avir, before it steps on the ground, so the dust on the kaf ragleo is removed. And according to the Rash Girsay, the Mitzias is not like that. Or we can say that normally dust becomes removed the moment it touches the water. But sometimes that's unlikely. Sometimes the dust adheres tightly to the kaf rago, to the kaf regel. So then it doesn't become removed the moment it touches the water. So the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rash is the extent that we have to be chesh. So it can be explained either on the basis of a machlokes in the mitzies, or not in machlokes in the mitzies, that the mitzies is that normally, so the avak that is on the kafaregel does not adhere tightly to the kafar regel. But sometimes, for some reason, it does. So mainly the shayla is, do we have to be chayshis for it or not? All right. L-O-N-K, that the Rashi is that we have to be chayshis. V'yesh m'sheim v'ashachay tzeitz, L-O-N-K shifshifo, she rubs it off, so naturally. O-y she-tov l'b'chani. If the water is warm, so then warm water certainly readily removes, even if it does adhere to the kafar regel, but warm water at the very outset removes all the dust. Nino shetov lo bebegud. They are all muteras lebayil. But then there is a Jewish Rambam. The Jewish Rambam only if the godim are loose, not if it's tight. Not if it's tight. Minkim shedrukim bebosom. Yes.
Isn't it serious that the water just gets through the clothing even if it's tight? Most clothing.
No, I'll tell you. It, of course it gets, but there is no doubt, but there might be at one spot, you see, when it's wet, so the bathing suit presses. Sometimes when you put on a bathing suit, so sometimes part of the bathing suit presses so much to the flesh that you have to exert an effort in order to move it away from the flesh. It happens sometimes. So the melee, even of course the water goes through, but on certain spots it might press very tightly to the flesh. So on that spot, water will not go through. Yes?
Is the halakha in the mala when he said, to make it this?
What?
The halakha by Marshall is not
Kisha Rumah, Vitovo.
Is
because that's right. I mean, because oh, you mean not if she's wearing clothing. Well, I suppose that if she's developing clothing, then we don't have that chashim, because you see, if she's developing kishia rumo, and if there is any teeth on the body of the teenage, so that will transfer to the body of the tevelis, and it will stick. But if she's developed godeo, so it cannot, I mean, the teeth certainly will not penetrate through the baguette, through the cloth. Some male, the tefillah is a good tefillah. Min kinim shedvukim b'boso, v'nei shechim b'eir, b'mokim seya, v'nidvokim b'chizik b'boso. צורך להסיר און על דחמים, הוא גיל אותו מצפר, ואם אני יוכל להסיר און, אין החיצת. Now in Chicago, so not long ago, so many school children had lice in their hair, and even Miss Yaakov had to cancel classes for a few days, because there were a few children. Now today, so there are special ways of treating it, but I remember when I was a child. Now, I never had it, but I know some of my friends who had it. I remember, and their mother had to, the doctors advised the mother to wash the hair with boiling water, and I mean, they were screaming, Allah Shemayim, I mean, the chaos. So here, so he says, Tzorech la'asiron al dechamim, I mean, so that method was used, I mean, when I was a child also. Nido shetov lo beloy kavona, kigen shenov lo mesi chamayi, oy sheyodo mehokiya, harizu muteres lebayim. Harizu muteres lebayim. Now that's the psak of most Rishayim, except the Rajbo. Except the Rajbo, I mean, the Rikeach, I mean, Yeruchim. But all the Rishayim, it's a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechiel. So according to Rav, tvila lechul loy boy kavona. According to Rabbi Yechanan, so even the chum boy kavon. So all the shein pasten, all the shein pasten like Rav, because they are sugis. The Gemara that appear to be like Rav. However, the Rashbo is machmir like the shite of Rabbi Yechanan. So this is what Mechaber passes. Nidah shetovu lekavona kishinof lezeh hamayim shod lo okir harinteres lebailo v'yesh machmirin umatzchichen eizo tvila acher eiz. So then he says, v'yesh lahachnu lechatchile. Why only lechatchile? I mean, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so it's me'akim. But because we go bosarov poski, even in all the rices, even in Issachores, I mean, nechmure shebechmure eizo elai. But because Bal Nefesh is Yachmel Atzmei, so because of that, so the Ramo is Machmel Lechatchile, but only Lechatchile. But the Eved is not Machmel because you rely on the Shita of Rav Hashem. Yeish Ekos, Sheyeish Liyisho, Liyeish Nuo Beleil Tviloso, Vichei Noagu Anoshim Lahastia Leil Tviloso, Shel Leil Yobin Humo, Oy Bifnei Abriyes, that's the Inyo of Tviyes. So Yagish Bem Yodu, Umishinei Sekei, never allow Sheikh in Behemoth. In other words, if they don't have basic sneers, sentiments of sneers. Alright. Now then, the Rabbah mentioned something that is from the Rikeach, the Mokir is in the Rikeach. It's very strange. V'yeshu Noshim Mizoyer Kishayetis Matvile, Sheiv Gabo Chavato, Sheiv Gabo, in the country that the first one who meets her should be a friend of hers. Shall go one. I mean to avoid shall leave Gabot Hiro Dovotome with Kahovin, Vimpobo Dvorimeu, Imi Yereshamai Tarzamitivil. I mean, that's very strange. I mean, why Tarzamitivil? I mean, how does it affect the Tvilin? But I suppose, I mean, I don't think that it has a shaykhes to today's women. I mean, that even if she is a Yereshamai, I don't think, I mean, that Ramos Chumre of Tarzan with Israel would have application. I think, I mean, that this is due to the fact, in other words, Dova Tomei, the goyim used to incite the dogs against Jews. I mean, that was the common thing. I mean, that the paritzi in every town in Poland and in Germany and in France, in every country, about Svorad, I don't know. But I know that throughout the centuries, the goyim, the counts, you know, the paritzi in Poland or in Germany or in France or in Italy, if Svorad, maybe not. But so they used to incite their dogs against the Jews. And that led to a fear of dogs. I mean, this is a tradition, I mean, a fear of dogs. Why? Because the dogs, they used to incite the dogs against the Jews. Mimele, if a woman, after she came out from Tvila, and if she met, the first thing that she met was a dog, or even a goy, and the goyim certainly used to harm the Jews, I mean, much more than the dogs. So the male that instilled in her a very sour feeling, and it frustrated her and discouraged her. And many times, I mean, so the woman entertained, improper kavones. If the first creature that the woman met after she came out from the trile was an Ibn Khovin. And the Vichovim used many times, you know, to hit them and to harm them and to abuse them. So that was likely to instill sour feelings and maybe improper machshoves, sinful machshoves, and that they couldn't even be blamed, you know, for it. So because of that, the Rikeach says that in Yerushalayim Tarza Mitid Veil. Because, I mean, that because that is mentioned by the Rambam, I mean, that Tvile in the Mikveh has the tendency to refresh the person. And if a person feels emotionally frustrated and discouraged and bitter, if he stable himself in water, that refreshes him and it eliminates, dispels all these frustrating emotions. So that's the reason as to why the Rikeach said it. But I don't think that it has application to me. All right. Now, finally, come and save Simon Lishalev. Imutal hatil chamin mikve or imutal lichitzachatil. All right. That will be enough. I mean, I don't want to start the next thing. All right. So, finally, Bezos Hashem would like to go over Simon Kuf Tzadik Tes in the Tur and in the Mechala. Now, in order to understand Simon Kuf Tzadik Tes, you have to go over the Gemara in Nide about Chviv. Also in that Sugi, I mean, there about some Chvov. I think it's some Chvov. All right.